Chapter 1. In Basil's Studio. Lord Henry Wotton was sitting on a sofa in the studio of his friend, Basil Hallward, an artist. The doors of the studio were open, and he could smell the flowers in the garden.
"It is your best painting," he said to Basil. "Where will you exhibit it?"
The two men were looking at a large portrait of a beautiful young man with blonde hair.
"I don't think that I want to exhibit it anywhere," replied Basil. "There is too much of me in the picture."
"What do you mean?" said Lord Henry. "This man is nothing like you. He is blonde and beautiful. You are intelligent, but not handsome."
"I don't mean that," said Basil, smiling. "I wouldn't like to look like Dorian Gray. It is better to be ugly and stupid. But it is difficult for us too, Henry. You are rich and a lord. I am clever, and I am good at painting. Dorian Gray has his beauty. We will all suffer for these things."
"Dorian Gray? Is that his name?" asked Lord Henry.
He got up from the sofa and walked across to the portrait.
"Yes, that's his name, but I didn't want to tell you," said Basil.
"Why not?"
"I can't really explain," Basil replied. "When I like someone a lot, I don't want other people to meet them. I like secrets. Maybe you think that is stupid."
"Of course not," said Lord Henry. "You forget that I am married, and that means having lots of secrets. My wife and I are both happy with that. Now, Basil, before I go, I want you to answer a question."
The two men walked into the garden.
"What is it?" asked the artist.
"Why won't you exhibit this painting?"
"I told you. It is because I'm afraid that I have shown the secret of my own soul."
Lord Henry laughed.
"And what is that?"
"I will try to explain," said Basil. 2 months ago, I went to Lady Brandon's house and I met Dorian Gray. When our eyes met, I felt wonderful and terrible things. I was afraid and wanted to leave the room. But then Lady Brandon introduced us."
"And what did Lady Brandon tell you about this wonderful young man?"
asked Lord Henry.
"He is Lord Kelso's grandson. Lord Kelso's daughter, Dorian's mother, was a very beautiful woman. But she married a poor man, and Lord Kelso was very angry about it. He paid a man to murder her husband. The daughter came home, but never spoke to her father again. She had the baby, and she died soon after. Dorian lived with his grandfather until Lord Kelso died."
"So Dorian is handsome and rich," said Lord Henry.
"Yes," said Basil. "We quickly became friends. Now I see him every day, and he has become very important to me. I need him."
"I thought that you only loved your art."
"He is all my art to me now," replied Basil. "Because of him, I see things differently now when I paint,
and I think differently. Everything is wonderful and beautiful. And this is the problem. It shows in my painting of him, and I don't want the world to guess it.
But of course I remember the name now, said Lord Henry. My aunt, Lady Agatha, has spoken about a young man called Dorian Gray.
I don't want you to meet him, Henry, said Basil angrily.
A servant came into the garden.
Mr. Dorian Gray is in the studio, sir, he said.
You must introduce us now, Lord Henry said to Basil and laughed.
The painter turned to his servant.
Thank you, Parker. Ask Mr. Gray to wait, please. I will come in a minute.
He turned to Lord Henry.
Dorian Gray is a beautiful, innocent young man, he said. Please do not try to influence him.
Do not take him away from me, or I will lose my art.
What crazy words, said Lord Henry.
Then he walked into the studio with Basil behind him.